Dreaming of a new home, an upscale lifestyle, or just a great new space for your growing family? Jeannie Martin and her team at Jeannie Martin Realty are excited to share valuable insight about Sachse, Texas, and all the surrounding areas you love the most. Contact Jeannie Martin Realty at martinteam.com. That's martenteam.com. Or simply pick up the phone and call 972-414-0719. Jeannie Martin Realty, making your dreams a reality since 1997. Go to martenteam.com to view listings at your fingertips right now, or call 972-414-0719 today. Jeannie Martin Realty is proud to sponsor Seated to Serve on the OBBM network. You're listening to Seated to Serve with business leader and community activist Jeff Bickerstaff, connecting the dots between community, business, and family. Now, here's your host, Jeff Bickerstaff.
Back in the old days, back in the 80s, I was fortunate enough to graduate from Garland High School in 1987. And when I was at Garland ISD, we had four high schools: Garland, South Garland, North Garland, and Lakeview. And that was it. We didn't have anything else. Today, I'm very happy to say that we have much, much more than that. Garland ISD has grown so much. I'm so proud to be an alumnus of Garland ISD. And the other types of facilities that we have, we're going to talk about that today, because we have the great Dr. Erica Crump. She is the principal of the Gilbreth Reed Career and Technical Center. And we also have Clint Elsasser, the assistant principal of the Gilbreth Reed Career and Technical Center. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought my name was bad, boy.
Yeah.
You've never been called anything else, right?
No. Oh, no.
The kids just call me Mr. E.
Oh, I like that.
It's easier.
Well, as I mentioned, there was nothing like the Gilbert Reed Career and Technical Center now, or back then, as there is now. I'm so glad y'all are here. I've had the opportunity to volunteer out there. And like I said, I'm such a proud alumnus anyway. When Dr. Lopez was here earlier, we talked a little bit about the Career Center. But it was very evident in talking to him that we got to have y'all on. Yeah, he just touched the surface of what y'all do out there. And Dr. Crump, I've been so blessed to get to know you, so I'm so glad you're here. And I know it's always tough getting you scheduled-wise, but we're so glad you're here. So thank you for being here. What's the mission of the Career Center? What was the mission?
It is so excitement. The mission is excitement. It's opportunity. It's preparing our kids for what they're passionate about, so they can be productive adults, so they can give back to their community, so they can explore opportunities and interest, perhaps. And we were talking before, and learning what you're passionate about is so exciting for having a fulfilling life in adulthood, but also learning what you don't want to do is just as impactful. Exactly. So we have kids that come to the center and they explore all the different opportunities. We have 13 of the 16 career pathways. We have over 90 advanced level CTE courses, which everybody goes, well, what's CTE? You know, it's career and technical education. But one thing I do want to say, it doesn't mean that they're not going to college. All of the classes, you have dual credit opportunities, you have certificates, you have licenses available. You can go to college, you cannot go to college, you can go to the military, be military ready, you can be career ready, you can work your way through college and not have student debt with the licenses and certifications. I have to brag on Garland Independent School District. They have done this well.
I definitely agree.
They have. And I think really when you look at our student population that we have in Garland ISD, what we're able to do as a district, in particular our campuses, really what Dr. Crump said is give students opportunities to dream bigger than that they've had before. A lot of these students, it'll change the trajectory of their life. Sometimes they come in with no hope and they leave with hope. They leave with a future. They leave with a way to provide for themselves and their families. And that comes from all the specialized training that they receive. And just, you know, as you go around to each different program, you can see the light bulb goes off in students. And so I think really the mission, you know, to kind of put it in a nutshell, is really just giving students opportunities to become who they need to be and who they were designed to be. And that is probably the most rewarding, most impactful thing that we can do.
I couldn't agree more. And you talk about what your passion is. And I'll say this all the time. People probably get here tired of me saying this, but I don't care. I had such an impactful experience at Garland High School. There was nothing like we have now, but we had great teachers, you know, and we did with what we had, and that was great. It wasn't horrible, but that's why it's so, I can't even put into words, because when I was at Garland High School, I had teachers that cared, and they said, hey, well, what do you want to do, and focus on this? And just like anything, sometimes you go down a path and you think, well, maybe that's not for me. But it was limited to the traditional high school environment. When I went out to the Career Center for the first time, I think I told you this, Dr. Crum, I was just blown away. It's like, being on city council, we had been told about it. It's like, well, this is what they do. But when I went out there, I thought, well, it is so much more than that. I want to explore again what you were saying. As a student, I'm getting out of middle school. You know, I'm going into high school, and whether it's a nurse or whether it's fashion, you know, what programs do they have at the Career Center that they can really explore?
There's so many.
I know. That's, I
you know,
that's a
there
hard
are
question.
So many. We encourage everybody to go to our website because, okay. You know, but we can start going. We have everything. We have such a diverse opportunities and options. We have, you know, two chefs that do culinary. We have an unbelievable hospitality. All of our instructors are industry people, not necessarily from education, so they really know their stuff, and they have the connections within the business world that they bring in. So then we have vet tech. We have game design, which is getting to be huge. Esports, with that coming into the area, that's going to be a huge thing. We have print and imaging. We have outdoor power, which is motorcycles, ATVs. We have manufacturing engineering. Our area is such a manufacturing, you know, haven, and we want to provide a pathway for skilled workers that can truly make excellent salaries and get jobs with benefits that they can truly provide for their families. We have robotics, we have engineering, we have architecture, we have our firefighting. The Garland Fire Department is partnering with us, and it is exciting to see these young men and young women that are truly, they're gonna serve their community as firemen, as EMTs. We have certified medical assistant, we have business, we have finance, we have accounting, we have marketing. You know, the list just goes on and on about all of the different options for our kids. So there's really something for everybody. And we want to invite them to come and talk to their counselor. Come and tour the campus. We love showing off. But I think what you said, we're kind of a secret that's getting out.
Yes.
And we have people that have come from Australia. We've had people from India, we've had people from Taiwan, and all over the United States to come to see what Garland ISD has done here. And they've done it very fiscally responsibly through our bond issue, which I want to, you know, your tax dollars are being put to good use. And because you can't do this at all seven high schools.
Right.
It's too expensive, and you don't have the space. You don't have the finding the instructors alone is critical, and it's difficult. So that we borrow students from all seven high schools to come and explore these opportunities for 3 hours every other day makes it a perfect venue to serve the GISD students.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the word serve. I always was taught, and my faith tells me, to serve others.
Yes.
And that's, if you did have, it's really hard if you did have to sum up your mission out there, at least I would anyway, is that you're setting the table, if you will, for these students to serve others ultimately. And when you drive by the center on 190, obviously, I don't think it's meant to look like a traditional high school, but it's a different looking building, mm-hmm. and that's okay. I think that's part of its appeal, quite mm-hmm. honestly, because mm-hmm. people, hey, what's that? Mm-hmm.
It is.
And like you said, y'all are the best kept secret. I think ultimately y'all will not be that, but that's why I'm so glad y'all are here, because I wanted to let our audience know what y'all are all about. And the programs that you described, I've been had the good fortune to be part of that. I've been asked to speak at the marketing class, which is a lot of fun. Although I was telling Clint before we started that, hey, can you come talk to our class? Yeah. Okay, you got to come 2 days and one in the morning, yeah. one in the afternoon.
You didn't realize what you were signing
yeah,
up
for. Yeah, that's okay. If it has something to do with the Career and Technical Center, I'm there. Mm-hmm. I am 100% in. But like I said, there's so many things that the community at large, I feel, and the taxpayer, let's just say
yes,
that too.
But it's
that,
true.
That doesn't know really what's going on out there. Not y'all's fault, but it's just, they built this big building and I don't even know what's going on out there. Just, it sounds like a bunch of waste and all that. And of course, obviously, that's not true. That's why you're here. But the one thing I did want to ask in relation to what you were saying, all these specialized programs that you have, you talked about the instructors. Boy, when I was there, they're just, I want to say this the right way, they are specialized, it seems
yes.
like, you know, and, you know, how do you get those guys and gals to come?
Well, we schmooze them.
Okay.
I
like that, schmooze.
We like to schmooze them. Now, I think the key to that is finding the person with the right heart. And it's very hard. You can have content knowledge. You can have all the career and industry experience that you want, but not have a heart for kids and students. Or you can have a heart for students and want to do all these wonderful things, but yet you lack the content. And we've been extremely fortunate to find instructors that are passionate about what they do, but they have a heart for students. And they love seeing them grow and the aha look on their faces. And, you know, for me personally, that's how I got into it. You know, it was more of, yeah, I have a lot of industry experience, but there's something that your heart just beats for students and for the future. And it's a rare thing to find. And, you know, is there a formula? No. It's just you have to go. I mean, we've had...
I don't know that I'd want there to be a formula.
There is no formula for it. I mean, searching for our chefs, we had over 400 applicants, and you have to go through them, and you have to figure out which ones work well together, which ones don't. And it's really just, you have to know what you're looking for, and we know what we're looking for.
Yeah.
We're looking for somebody that not only has content knowledge, but has that heart and passion for students. And, you know, we've just been really, really fortunate to find instructors that have both. In industry, you know, I think back to when we were looking for our vet med instructors, one of the things we discovered going through this process is we needed certain licenses and certifications. Mm-hmm. So I went out and found some LVTs, licensed veterinary technicians, and we just poured through resume after resume, and you interview, and you find those ones that just have that special heart for what they want to get into. And next thing you know, here we go. We've got two wonderful, wonderful teachers in our vet tech. Our manufacturing is the same way. As a matter of fact, our new manufacturing teacher, actually both of them, our engineering manufacturing and our fabrication teacher, were actually graduates from Lakeview Centennial High School.
Oh, awesome.
That's fun.
Through the welding program there. And they just loved GISD so much.
Of course they did.
And loved what we were doing, and we made connections, and one thing led to another. Our fabrication teacher last year, he was managing a manufacturing facility, and this year he's teaching, and he is doing a phenomenal job. He's a young man, young family, and he loves kids, and they're just doing phenomenal work back there. And same thing with our fabrication engineering teacher, same thing. GISD graduate, wants to stay in the community, loves what the district is doing, and so now he's getting to work with students and do what he's passionate about building. So it's just incredible.
Do any of those guys go to A&M?
Well,
doesn't matter. Yeah, okay, it's all right.
We really don't.
We really don't do A&M.
Okay, yeah.
Being the good Longhorn that I am.
I know. Yeah, nice. We can talk about that. We can still be friends, right? Well, we're going to take a break here. We're having such a great conversation with Dr. Erica Crump and Clint
Elsasser.
Mr. E.
Okay.
That's a lot easier. We're going to have our sponsors pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You need a vacation, a beautiful beach, first-class accommodations, whatever delights your soul. At LCS Travel Services, you can afford to have it all. LCS Travel Services saves you money and time for a great vacation. We'll match you with the perfect destination, resort, or package without charging you any fees and require only a down payment to get you started. Call us today at 214-432-2909. That's 214-432-2909. LCSTravel.com to find out what we can do for you. And then call 214-432-2909 today. Your heart wants to buy, but your bank account is screaming, "You're not ready!" Chances are, you're closer than you think. Randy Watkins and the team at Academy Mortgage provide options you probably never knew existed, and then they walk you through it all. Conventional loans, renovation loans, even energy efficiency loans. Call Randy Watkins today, 214-684-1164, and begin taking charge of your future. That's Randy Watkins at Academy Mortgage, 214-684-1164. Randy Watkins, NMLS 177234, Academy Mortgage, NMLS 3113, Equal Housing Lender. Celebrate life's fun moments with gourmet cupcakes. What is a gourmet cupcake? Simply put, flavor perfection. Confection Perfection by Melissa delights with over 14 flavors of delicious gourmet cupcakes and specialty cookie varieties. Triple Chocolate Temptation, Cookies and Dream, Almond Butter Applause, Lips Smackin' Lemon. Tantalize your taste buds with cupcake sensations that will bring you back again and again. Go to ConfectionPerfectionByMelissa.com for delivery or pickup orders placed online. Place your order today at ConfectionPerfectionByMelissa.com.
And we're back with Dr. Erica Crump and Clint E. Thank you for letting me do that. You know, my mom and dad always told me to be really formal when you're talking to guests, and so I appreciate that latitude you're giving me.
No worries.
There'd be a lot of second, third takes if I had to do that all the time. Well, the information you've given us so far is, like I said, we could talk for hours about mm-hmm. that. The other aspect of the Career and Technical Center that I've noticed, especially being a small business owner myself, is the opportunities, and I really think this is not known, the opportunities for businesses, small businesses to partner with the Career Center. And so talk about that, because I just think that's a gem that's still not uncovered yet.
And it's really exciting to see, because what we do is, like, all of our programs, they do real work. Our expectation is that it's very cross-collaborative. Like, our finance kids work with our marketing kids, work with our entrepreneurship kids. They all work together, because we don't work in the real world in silos. So we're teaching them, industry calls them soft skills, but we call them necessary skills, about how do you clearly communicate, how do you professionally dress, how do you give a presentation to a client and take feedback from the client. So all of our programs work with all of our community members. Like, we do the social media for the Garland Chamber of Commerce and for the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce.
I did not know that.
We do lots of t-shirts. I mean, we if we conceive it, we can make it, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But it really is.
I know, yeah.
We do t-shirts for, like, a church fun run. We'll do pamphlets or marketing materials for a small insurance agency. We'll wrap a realtor's car, because we can actually do car wraps.
Ooh.
We can, you know, we'll fix a lawnmower, or, you know, they have the great big motors,
right,
for, we can fix their machines. You know, we want to provide internships and partnerships for, like, our manufacturing. We do a lot of designs and for buildings, like we're working with the Garland Animal, City of Garland for the Garland Animal Shelter. And our kids are actually coming up with the designs to be proposed to...
Be like architecture students?
Or yes.
That?
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. So they're doing the... So Bondish is going to come out with Garland for a new animal shelter.
That's right. Yeah.
And so the design and actually the bond package was actually produced in our building with our kids.
Oh, wow.
So they did all the drawings and all the renderings. They do all of that. And we do a lot of media, like social media. We've designed so many web pages.
I think I've followed all the social media accounts. I don't know, though. There's so many.
Yeah. But a lot of those were like,
Rusty Wallace.
Jupiter Chevrolet.
Oh, yes. We did all, so the kids are having to take constructive criticism when they come in. Well, yeah, this looks good, but I really like this. And so they're learning those skills that are marketable and adding to their portfolio, which is incredible.
And I think just about every department that we have or specialized program, we have about 35 programs. Each one of those programs is specialized, and we have community contacts where actually you could come in if you're a real estate agent. You could come in. We could provide services because, you know, not every real estate agent or title company can afford to do promo and business cards. And, I mean, our students do all that. And there's specific websites out there that they can build.
I need to talk to you afterward.
But we can.
They do it. And, you know, even in our manufacturing, we partner with we've talked to local manufacturers, some parts that they have to produce. This may be an opportunity where they could do it in our labs because we actually have the commercial equipment to do it. So, I mean, we've done things for businesses with our electrical students have done. We've built Habitat for Humanity houses. And so there are a lot of opportunities for businesses to come work with our students. And it benefits both. It benefits our students in the fact that they get real world experience.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it actually helps out those small businesses because, you know, you can go get whatever from a company and you're going to pay two or three times more doing it there, where our students can do the equal quality of work. It's like you're giving back to them.
Yes.
It's much cheaper.
It's cheaper. You're giving back and it's cheaper.
That's any business owners that's going to get their attention.
Well, and the thing that's good is that you get future employees too, because if they, you know, see Rusty Wallace, you know, they hired one of our kids, you know, from the marketing class that, you know, he's done real well and he's in college now and works. So it's been very interesting to see the partnerships and like they come, they partner with our kids. And if there's any materials, you know, the business purchases the materials and then we ask that they give a donation to that particular program.
Okay.
So they can spend that money on field trips, on when they go to competitions, you know, things like that, because that costs money. And so it gives back to the program, and it's a very exciting mutually, you know, the relationship is, you know, benefits both parties.
Well, I just could say it's a true partnership.
It truly is a true partnership.
And Clint had just mentioned that both parties get something out of it. You know, for the business owner, and I'm one, it's... Okay, hey, you know what? I like that price.
Yes,
I like
yes.
that compared to, you know, out there. Now, for me especially, and I know there's other business owners out there like that, is that it gives me another opportunity to give back to my school district.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
To give back like that, when I was fortunate enough to be asked to talk to the marketing class a couple weeks ago, I was joking about how many times I had to do it, but you know that was great though because you know it benefited me because I always try to think this way because if I had just done it one time, I might have did it like I wanted to. Maybe it wouldn't have gone like I wanted it to. I mean, nobody would know that per se, but
you did,
yeah. And then I thought, man, what a blessing this is because I get to do it three more times. And you know what? I would guess if you were really objective that the fourth time I did it, I would probably be the most happy with that one. Mm-hmm. Because I'd had three other times to, okay, oh, that doesn't work. This works. Mm-hmm. They don't care about this, but they care about that.
The art of teaching.
Right. You know, and I tell you what, and I told you this before, Dr. Krohn, every time I walk out of that place, I feel just that much more fulfilled, you know, and proud because, like you said, not only did I get something out of it, but I know the students got something out of it. And this sounds like I'm bragging. I don't mean to. It's just that after my fourth one, I probably had six or seven students literally come up to me after the class and wanted to talk to me about what I said. I can't put into words what that means. Because obviously they just didn't say, okay, wow, this guy's done talking. Let's go.
You made a difference.
Thing. Yes.
You made a difference.
And that's why I wanted to have y'all on, because in the bigger scheme of things, that whole place is making a difference. And it's not just the programs. It's the people that are running the programs. And when I went out there, you know, last year, the Garland Rotary Club, y'all hosted us out there. And, man, we got firsthand the awesomeness of the culinary students. And I tell you what, it's probably a better steak I had than some other restaurant that I paid a lot more money for.
They do a good job.
And, you know, whether it's that program, you know, I had personal experience with the marketing program and then on the tours I've taken, and I almost always take the tour, and I've already done mm-hmm. it two times. I learn something new every
we'll
time.
We'll hire you.
I'll sign up. I'll do it free. I mean, it's there's so much out there. And it's one of those things to where I just want that message to get out there even more, because it's not just about what you are doing. That's very, very important, but it's what people that
bring. It's the partnership with the community.
Yes. And you said the exact word, right word, community. Because it's not just a city. You know, it is on a piece of paper, but we all strive. I mean, we do the same thing in Sachse. That's why the city of Sachse, we do the J.A. Biztown stuff.
Yes,
we
so
love
fun.
Coming out there. It's a lot of hard work, mm-hmm. and we're all tired, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. when we leave that mm-hmm. day. But it's a community. Mm-hmm. And if you have that community, you can do anything.
You sure can.
And that's why I just want more and more people to know about y'all. And like you said, we could definitely talk for a lot longer. And we'll have you back, I promise.
We would love to come.
Yeah, because we can even focus on certain things. But in the meantime, before we do that, what's the best way that the community, students, parents, whoever, taxpayers can get a hold of y'all and find out more about the parishioner?
Okay. We have our interviews that are coming up.
Yeah, we have so many. We have a lot of community events. Please check out our website for our calendar for that, because we have, for all ages, we're going to have some adult ed classes coming up. Ooh. Everybody comes in, why didn't they have this when I was in school?
Yeah, I've said that
a couple
times.
Actually going to offer some adult ed classes. We have some children's events. We have just a ton coming up, so we want to encourage everybody to check out the website and email us. You know, reach out. You can find, it's the Gilbreth Reed Career and Technical Center. It's on the Garland ISD website for schools. And
that's GarlandISD.net,
it's
right?
It's GarlandISD.net. And we welcome you to come. And we have tours. And we also have a wonderful opportunity for the community to volunteer through Junior Achievement, which is a nonprofit that teaches all of our sixth graders financial literacy. And they come for their capstone project to our campus and J.A. Biztown. And we have 15 sponsors that are for everybody from Wells Fargo, American Airlines, Toyota, the list goes on, and Atmos Energy, the list goes on, that you can volunteer and be a part of a student's life for the day as they learn how to be a financially literate adult and citizen. You know, it's a tremendous opportunity that our district has also afforded for all of our young people. And our kids, we have juniors and seniors, says, well, what about us? Yeah. We need to know financial literacy. Well, Navy Federal Credit Union, talking about community, they are right across the street, and they reached out to us, and they said, we want to do financial literacy for your kids. Oh, so right. They're coming in January to do that. And we have lots of people that come in that speak and mentor and partner with our kids. It truly is a community thing. Clint and I always say we're the directors of WOW.
Yes, I agree.
But we really are, and we hope that everybody that comes in the door feels the excitement, the enthusiasm, the energy level is right off the top. Mm. And the kids want to show you what they're learning. It's all very project-based, hands-on. It's truly incredible.
Yes, and that's a great way to end it, because it is incredible what you are doing. And I just can't thank you enough, Dr. Crump, for and Clint, for not just being here today, but for what you do every day. Because if you didn't get out of bed every morning, then a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen. I can promise you that. And it's just great to know that God has continued to bless everything that you are doing, because if he hadn't, things wouldn't have been, they wouldn't be where they are. So thank you so much for what you do. And we're definitely going to have you back so we can talk about more great stuff you're doing.
We would love to be back.
Thanks for coming, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you or your business is interested in being a guest or advertising on the Seed of the Turf show, please call 972-771-4992, or you can email me at jeff@bickerstaffinsurance.com. That's jeff@bickerstaffins.com. That's it for this episode of Seed of the Serve. We're connecting the dots between business, community, and family. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Seated to Serve with Jeff Bickerstaff. To be a guest on Seated to Serve or to advertise your business, contact 972-771-4992. Seated to Serve is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and affiliates, and is available at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Listen to Seated to Serve each Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on OBBM Radio and the OBBM Network podcast, also available on Google Play, iTunes, and your Offbeat Business app. Contact 972-771-4992 for guest and sponsor information today.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year. And they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available, and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.